Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 256. I know whom I trust. Hear these words from Paul. Not just read them, hear them, because he wrote them from inside a prison cell. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. A prison, chains, tomorrow uncertain. And Paul opens his mouth and says, I am not ashamed. That is not bravado. That is not someone pretending everything is fine. That is something far more solid, a confidence that does not come from circumstances, and so it cannot be taken away by them. Paul was not looking at what surrounded him. He was looking at the one who governed it all. And notice exactly how he says it. Not I know what I believe, not a system, not a creed written on paper. He says, I know whom I have believed. Whom? A person. The living Christ, present, attentive, knowing your name, the one who holds what you have given him. Christian faith is not signing on to a set of ideas. It is a relationship with someone who is alive right now as you are listening to my voice. And Paul says he is convinced. The Greek word carries the full weight of a permanent persuasion, something settled once and great for all, something that does not unravel in the next crisis, something that does not shift with the mood of the morning. This is not a fragile faith that needs smooth skies to stay standing. It is a certainty that weathers every storm, an anchor that holds deep even when the surface is turbulent. So Paul says he is able to guard what you have entrusted to Christ, your life, your children, your marriage, that dream that still seems impossible, that grief you can barely put into words. It is under divine custody. God is not a careless keeper. He does not forget what you placed in his hands. What is with him is safe, even when you cannot see it, even when you cannot feel it. And that promise has no expiration date. Christ guards until that day, the final day, the day of completion, the day when everything sown in faith will be revealed and brought to fullness. He does not guard for a season and then let go. He carries what is yours all the way to the finish line. There is no chapter of your life where he will say, I'll take you this far, and from here, you're on your own. No, until that day, to the very end. So today, my friend, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day rushes in and takes over, stop. Name out loud one thing, a worry that has been sitting heavy on you, a dream you're still afraid to release, a person you love but cannot control. Name it, and deliberately entrust it to Christ with these words, Lord, I am placing this in your hands today, not as an empty ritual, as a real act of faith. As someone who knows whom they have believed, stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.